The questions about water permits and water quality around Shell's ethane cracker are like water issues being debated in many places. People protesting in North Dakota against the Dakota Access Pipeline are worried about access to clean water for the Standing Rock Sioux. Water is life is their rallying cry. Over the past few months, the Allegheny Front has been taking a new look at the Ohio River and how the region might leverage its vast water resources. This week, we're talking to Christy Meyer with the Ohio Environmental Council about how the region might better manage its water. Many other regions cooperate to regulate water, like the Chesapeake Bay Commission working on improving water quality and the Great Lakes Compact. I started by asking how that got started.
Well, it actually came about because of a crisis, kind of. So a group that was over in Asia drew up a contract with Canada about taking a huge bladder and putting a bunch of water in it and shipping it back over to thirsty parts of Asia. People around the Great Lakes got really upset about this, heard about this, and there was this big uproar. Congress did, through a piece of legislation, give the Great Lakes states their marching orders on trying to figure out with Canada on how we would manage the waters of the Great Lakes. Out of that discussion, the governors of the Great Lakes came together and they came up with 9 priorities. The first one being the Great Lakes Compact so that we could keep the water in the region, and the other 8 being the Great Lakes restoration and protection, kind of what do we do to restore the Great Lakes, which has now turned into the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative.
It actually made me think because of, under the new administration, there's this new focus on business and there's less interest and focus on regulation. That story kind of made me think of, like, that's a scenario that might be possible for the Ohio River or other watersheds.
Potentially. I think we'll have to wait and find out. What I would say is that we have proof that over the years that regulation has spurred job growth. And no longer should we be having the conversation about the environment versus the economy. Because really, if the environment is doing well, so is the economy.
So do you think that we need something like the Great Lakes Compact in the Ohio River watershed? What difference could that make?
Well, if we're talking about managing the water for the purposes of making sure that the region will continue to have water for drinking water and economic purposes and play and swimming and all of those opportunities, I think that a water compact could certainly help the region. From all of the discussion that I've had with other folks, it will likely look a little bit different than the Great Lakes Compact. Taking a big step back, what I think we need to do is really understand the whole Ohio River watershed and do more of a comprehensive look at it to understand all of the layers, and everything is kind of like intertwined, and how some altering of a river bank could have impacts on the water quality, and kind of unpeel that onion to some of these problems. You know, we see that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and some scientists and businesses have started the Ohio River Basin Alliance. And then there's also some scientists working on the fish and how do we bring back the fish population. And these are great things that are happening. It is missing that larger component of the nonprofit side. And I think that collectively, if the nonprofits in the region could come together and we could work together with these governmental agencies and scientists and the local community leaders and just start to address some of these problems. One of the obstacles to getting this larger comprehensive look done is a lack of resources. And then also for the nonprofits and the community leaders to come to the table is also a lack of resources in the Ohio River. We see a lot of focus and funding going to the Great Lakes. We see focus and funding going to the Mississippi River.
Why is that?
Well, that's...
Is it because they're just more visible or because they have more powerful voices that are advocating for them?
Well, the Great Lakes is a bit easier to understand what's going on, right? It's a more closed system. It's not closed, but when you think of it as being contained. Now, here's a good example. I was talking to a colleague and said, this was a couple years ago, oh, you know, the Ohio River touches New York. And they were like, Christy, I don't think you understand what a watershed or how the Ohio River at all. And I was like, well, let's pull up the Ohio River watershed map so that you can see how big the Ohio River is. I think people have a hard time understanding big river problems because they're not closed like a lake. But I also think that for many years, the Ohio River has kind of been ignored in terms of it's really been seen as a place for commerce.
We hear a lot in our region about heavy industry, steel, chemical plants, and more recently, the incoming Shell ethane cracker, which will be along the Ohio. As we've reported in this series, we've been kind of surprised how little interest there seems to be outside of the Pittsburgh region to diversify development and activities along the Ohio, like recreational opportunities. Is there room to take non-industrial water projects as a tool for economic development more seriously?
Absolutely. And just here's a good example, right? In the state of Ohio, tourism and travel is a $40 billion industry. Just 8 counties along the lake generate more than $12 billion of that $40 billion. It is a very viable travel and tourism industry that people rely on for a number of things. Charter boat captains that go out and they fish, boating companies. It's just a kind of this domino effect. And so I do think that there's a lot of opportunity for the Ohio River and that we need to start thinking inside the box and start to kind of broaden out a little bit and understand that we need to have kind of this all above approach of making sure that the water in the river is accessible for drinking water, but it is also accessible for manufacturing, tourism, you know, the kind of those, all of those opportunities.
Christy Meyer is with the Ohio Environmental Council, where she's managing director of the Natural Resources Program. We talked with her as part of the Allegheny Front's Headwater series, looking at the Ohio River's vast water resources and how the health of the region's people, environment, and economy are tied to the river. Headwaters is co-produced with West Virginia Public Broadcasting, and all of the stories, interviews, and videos from the series are at our website, alleghenyfront.org/headwaters. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.